Rawls, via Mai, why do we say this? The Chulin next say we should look, Hey Din Nofel. Rashi the Girsa, next say Hai Nofel, let's see which house fell down. Or else, Hai Dain Mace, which one died? In other words, if the best house fell down and Echnami, then Lakech loses out. If the best ever died, then Lakech loses out. But if it's not the best one, so then why could the Meicher tell Lakech, this is the one I meant to sell you? Before we said in the Sefer Shloshim, it means the best you have. My answer is, Shana Lakech, I tell you, when you're buying something, when the Lakech is being mitzi, taken away from the Muchzik, then the swear is the Yad Balas Ta'ala Tachtoinam. This Lakech, the one that bought it, his hands is on the low. Therefore, the Meicher has the upper hand, the Meicher is the Muchzik in the house, or in the Yevid, he has the right to say which one I meant to sell you. Mashenke and Behegdish, where you're being Makdashit, there's no mitzi, the other swear is you meant to be Makdash, the best one. The Gemara says, if so, hashtag the Asan Ochi, now you come on to this Svarah, Afilu Teim Aliyah, the Griya, even if you want to say the Svarah before, when the person says, I'll sell you one of my houses. So first the question was, Behegdish, we say it means the best. And then we had a Tzat to say it only means the attic. So we changed it around, no, it meant the best house. So now, according to this, you don't have to change around and say it means the best house. But you say the Svarah is, even if it means the worst house, just the attic, still the Svarah is, Yad Balashtala Al-Takhtayinu. When you're buying something, your hand is on the low because you're being mitzid. Even though the Hegdish, when you're being makdish, you mean the best. But over here, where you're being mitzid, when Lakech is being mitzid, here we say his yad is al tachtoino. Now the Mishnah says, Harei yolai oilo. Somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban. Oilo, harei yolai oilo, his yakviv eno b'migdish. He has to bring it in the base of migdish in Yerushalayim. V'yemekriva b'beis chonyoi. Let's say he brings the korban in Beis Chonyoi, is lo yotze, he's not mekayim his neder. A stam korban means to be brought in the Beis Mikdash, non Beis Chonyoi. Chonyoi, we'll see later in the Gemara, that was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, and when he was niftam, it's a machlokes, he went to build his own Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim, in Mitzrayim. It's a machlokes where they did it l'shem Shemayim, l'shem Avoy Dezoro. But even if it was done l'shem Shemayim, still l'mais, whoever brings the korban there, is over the Issa of Shchut Echutz. So therefore, if you manadot bring a korban oila, minastam you mean in the Beis Hamikdash, so if you bring it in Beis Chonav in Mitzrayim, you're not mekayim your neder. What's going to be if somebody says, lechatchila shakrivena b'Beis Chonav, I'm making my neder, that I want to bring this korban in the Beis Hamikdash of Beis Chonav, that was made in Mitzrayim, so yakrivena b'Hamikdash, still the Allah Chavit is supposed to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. Since you said, harei ala oila, the only way you mekayim yichayv is in the Beis Hamikdash. But the migriva of Beis Chonyov, if you bring this korban in the Beis Chonyov the way you made your neder, is taka yotza. Lamaisa, you yotza your neder. Even though lamaisa, you're over in Issa Shchut Echutz, for having it brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, but our korponim, still you yotza your neder. Rabbi Shimna, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein za oila, no, you're not going to, it's not called a korban oila at all. Like your neder wasn't a good neder in the first place. Since you made the neder clearly, I'm going to ask to bring in a Beis Chonov, and you have no chiv, you can't bring a korban there, therefore amayis the neder, the oil is not chal at all. What's going to be now, somebody says, Hareini nozer, I want to become a nozer, so yigalech b'migdash, he has the mitzvah yuluach, when he gets finished his nozeris, he has to shave off all his hair, that has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. He has to finish his days of the nozeris, and then he brings his korbanos there. So, the im gilat for Beis Chonyov, let's say he takes his haircut in Beis Chonyov, so lo yotzi, now mekayim your mitzvah. Since you made a stam neder, a stam nezirus, you have to do it, your korbanos under the kalachas, in the Beis Mikdash, not in Beis Chonyov. What's going to be in the chetchilu when you made your neder, you said clearly, shagalech the Beis Chonyov, I want to become a nozir, I'm an ass that I'll bring my haircut should be taken in Beis Chonyov. So, Tanakam holds again, yigalech the Mikdash. Still, the chetchilu the haircut should be done in the Beis Hamikdash, but the gilas the Beis Chonav yotza. But the evidence, if you do it in Beis Chonav, the way you made your neder, you did a kaim your neder. However, again, Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein zeh nozir, no, the nozirus is not chal. Since you said a nozir nozirus to make it in Beis Chonav, that's not the mitzvah. So no, that's not the way to make the neder. But chal, the nozirus is not chal." Now the Gemara says, Yotza, how could you say if you bring a korban oila in Beis Chonav, where you made your neder to bring in the Beis Chonav, if you bring it there, you yotzi your neder, and have minu rizi yotzi din korban also, Ivan Mikta Kotla, whoever does it is Chayiv Misa. He's over the Aveir of Shkutei Chutz. So how could you say Yotza? Somer of Hamnuna, Nase Koimer, Harei Alai Oilo, Al Manas, Shlo Yizchayim Bachar Yusa. It's like you set apart, you made a neder, you'll have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilo, but with no achrayis, if anything goes wrong, I don't have to bring another one. It's like here also, the maaseh, if you bring this oilo in beis chunuf, so the maaseh, like you're supposed to be, have a chiyuv chorus for that, but you don't have any achrayis to bring another one. So that's the pshat that yotzi dechavosai. Meaning to say, you have no achrayis, you have no chiyuv to bring another one. Omale Robus, Robus said, back here, lemayativ, so that's the pshat over here by the korban oilo. Sefer, what are you doing in the Sefer, the Mishnah, about in this Nazir? To Tony, it says in the Sefer, Hareini, Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Shagalech, the Beis Chunyov, that should be able to take my Hekar in the Beis Chunyov. Loch, Yizgalech, the Migdosh, still is supposed to take his Hekar in the Beis Midish to Chachila. That's the Mitzvah of a Nazir. But it says clearly in the Mishnah, Yim Gilech, the Beis Chunyov, let's say this Nazir takes his Hekar in Beis Chunyov, and that Beis Midish that Chunyov built outside in Mitzrayim, Yotza, it says he is Yotza. The question is, how was the Yotzer's his Nazirus over here? His Hochinam here also, the Nase Kaima Reni Nazir, Al Menash Lo Yitzchai Biachrayis, Korbanoisov. You want to tell me as if he made himself to be a Nazir, Al Menash with the condition he's not Mechayiv with the Achrayis, and the side doesn't bring the Korban, he doesn't have a Chiv to bring another Korban, how could that be? Or we have the Chura took a haircut and he brought us Korbanos in Beis Chonuf. So he was not Mechayim the Mitzvah of the Korbanos. So what do you want to say? It's as if you don't have to be Mekayimit. If so, Nazir, Lemaisa, this person was a Nazir. And the law of a Nazir is, Kama de Lemaisa Korbanos. So if Kozman did not bring us Korbanos, Lemaschasher, he has no heptit, he coached him to come to Beis Hamikdash. So this Nazir, how would he ever become kosher? Even if you want to say it as if he made it tonight, he has no Achiev Achrayis, but Lemaisa wasn't Mekayimit's Chaywa of the Nazir. So how does he become kosher? Gemarin says, Ella rather on my robber. Robber says like this. Odom zeladur in eschavin. This person, when he first made his neder for oilah, he did not really mean to bring a korban oilah. He only meant to bring a present. That's all. Rashi b'le chala le shemol enechlam is not chala maisa chiyav oilah. Therefore, even if you bring in a base chonov, for the evad yiyotza. Omri said like this. He sagi be base chonyov terachna. If I could do it in base chonov, very good, I'll bring it. But I can't be machai myself to do more. To go further, then merits, I can't go further. Rashi says, he was very far from Israel. The car of Lechun, he was near Chunyuf. And according to Rav Taki, he is not chai mishum shchutechutz in such a case. Because he never meant to make it into a korban. He only meant to bring for present in Beis Chunyuf, and never meant to be Makdash to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chal, the Kedusha is not Chal. So Nozer Nam, the same thing by Nozer also. High guard with this person, Letzurei Nafshiko Mechavin. He only meant to give some pain to himself. Not to really be Chal Yisurei Nazirus upon him, but just to give himself some pain to refrain from drinking wine. Omri said like this, Yisagri Beis Chunyuf, if I could be Yotze, my Nazirus, my Kabonis, my Mitzvah Tikalachas, in this Beis Hamikdash, in Chunyov, Terachna, then I'll become a Nazir. But Feila, Mitzvah, Teruei. But if I can't be Yotze, my Mitzvah, in Beis Chunyov, I never meant to make myself into a real Nazir. So the Chepchil, the Nazirus, was never Chal. That's Pshan HaMishnah, that's why it says Yotze. The Rav Hamnun HaMavunas is like this, Rav Hamnun HaMaloch, Nazir Kedah Amrit. Nozir is like you're saying, they never meant to become a Nozir on the side, he can't bring us Kabonos in Beis Chonuf, so it's never Chalad Nazirus. But Oyla, it's like this, Amanash Le Yishchayim Bach Yusukamar, by Korbanel, it wasn't Stam Adorin, it was like a Korban, but he meant to bring it only with no Chiyav Achrayis, so once it's killed, even though they killed it in Beis Chonuf, they made a Shechita there, he has no Chiyav to bring another one. That's why Yetzir is Neder. The Mora says now, V'av Reb Yechanin Sovolo Lodim Ramluna. Even Rabbi Yechon also agrees to this terrace over Rav Nuna. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, if somebody says, Arei Yelai Oilom, Havachit Vinu Korban Oilom, Shak Rivenu Beis Chonuf, Rabbi Yechon Beis Chonuf, Vik Rivu Beretz Yisrael, and instead they bring an Eretz Yisrael on the Beis Hamikdash, this is Yotza. But the Yonis Chorus, he has the Chiyav Chorus. So the Pshat was the Chiyav Chorus, he was for Shkut Echutz. In other words, again, he set a rail or to bring in the Beis Chonuch, and then he brought in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the Beis Hamikdash, not in Yerushalayim. He stand brought in Eretz Yisrael. So it's called his Yotz, his Neder. Why? Because when he said Beis Chonuch, it was not really Kriyas Mokim. He only meant to say, whatever I do with it, I'm not Mechayim Be'achru Yisrael. So whatever I do with it, Mechayim is Neder. But then Echonami, Lemaistah, the Kedusha was covered it, and therefore since the Shechita was done outside the Beis Hamikdash, even in Eretz Yisrael, still Yechayim Koros. Tani nam hechu, we'll learn like this also. Herei ala ula. Someone says, they have zechit to bring a korban ula. Shakrivena by midbar. But he speaks like clearly, he wants to be able to bring it in the midbar. And the grief will be able to yad, and he brings it on the other side of the yad, and again, not on the base of Migdash. That's an Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. The same thing. Yotz, on the mitzes, yotz is nedem. Because he meant to mechayiv himself to bring this korban without a chrayis. So whatever is done to it, he's mechayim is nedem. But the mitzes of the Yonish Korah still is chayiv Korah. Because the mitzes of he was marked the shit. So therefore this considered a shrute chutz, therefore it's chayat chorus for the very rough shrute chutz. Here the Mishnah says what HaKahanim sheshimshu bebeis chunuf, the Kahanim haka did the avoid in this beis chunuf, we'll see no bebeis what exactly but it was, that's the bias that they built in Mitzrayim. So thirdly, shamshu bemigdash, sheb Yerushalayim, they should not do the avoid in the beis hamigdash in Yerushalayim. V'yein tzorech lemen, for sure, Lidover Achav, that if a Kohen did an Avoida by the base Avoida Zoro, then for sure he cannot do the Avoida later in the base Amigdash. Yeah. And Shinema, right, the Pasuk says, Melochim Achla Yalo Kahane Yabomis Mizbeh Hashem Yushlaim, that the Kahanim that did the Avoida in the Bomis Mash Hashem Avoida Zoro, they should not be Kahanim in the base Amigdash in Yushlaim. Ki Mochlu Matzah is the Kerav Achayim. The only thing they could do is they could eat kodshim, that they could. Because the locher is, harayim kabali mum, and they have a locher like a bal mum. So Rashi says it means that hachokim v'yechlam kodshim, they could take a portion to eat the kodshim, but they can't do the avoida. Therefore, hachokim v'yechlam, pavloy magrivim. They could take a portion, but the avoida they can't do. The other one says, Omer Rav Yehuda, koyin sheshokhar lavodis kechovim, a Kohen that first worshipped L'shem Avoy Dezara, and Rashi says, and then V'sher, then the Kohen did Tshuva. So, Korbon Yerech Nichoich, if he does the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash now, after he did Tshuva in Echnami, it's called Yerech Nichoich, Mashma, it's okay, that's alright. Omer of Yitzchor, Bar of Dimi, Micro, where's the Pasuk for this? The Pasuk says, Yana Sheyishor Shu Oysom, Tavnegu Lehem, Roy Lebeis Yisro Lemichshel Ovon. Yeah, they worshipped Avoy Dezara. And then it says that Hashem forgave them. So therefore it's like this. That once they did the Avoy L'Shem Avoy Dezara, so they can't worship for Hashem, they can't be a Kohen. So that's like this. Yovet Shiris in. Only if the Kohen did an Avoidah for the Avoidah Zorah. Then he can't be over the Korban, like the Mishnah says, he can't be over the Korban even if he did Tshuva. But here what the Bryce of Yudim means to say, here he says the Chiddush that Kohen Sheshochat Avoidah Zorah. All the Kohen did was just made a Shrit to Hashem Avoidah Zorah. But he did not do a Shiris. As we hold that, Shchita lav shirusu. Shchita is not called an avoida. Since the shchita is kosher bizarre, therefore it's not called a shirus. So therefore, if the kohen only shecht l'shem avoida zora, even though it's a terrible chet, he chayiv misa for that, but if he does tshuva, so then later he could do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. And that our Mishnah says that once the kohanim worship l'shem avoida zora, they can't do a bringing korban anymore, that's what they did a shirus. If they did a zrika or akhtara, but just the Kabbalah Adam, but if they just made a Shechita, we hold Shechita, Lav Avodahi, therefore if he does Tshuva, he's still kosher to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, says Itmar, not like this. What's going to be Shogag Vezrika? Rashi says, Zora Gedam Lavodos Kechovim B'Shogig. A Kohen was bringing a Korban Hashem Avodah Zora. So our Mishnah says he can't be over in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be if he did a b'shogeg by mistake? Well, she says, the hashta ovid le'shiris ele sheshogeg, but he did a b'shogeg, he didn't realize it. He didn't do the mazit. Maybe the din the Mishnah has only been mazit, not b'shogeg. That's a shayla. Itma yeshogeg b'zrika. the Kohen was Shogag Bezrik L'Hashem Avodah Zorah. So Rav Nachman Noma Korban Erech Nechoich. If he does tshuva like, and afterwards he brings the regular korban in the base of Midish, it's Taka Kosher. And the Mishnah is talking about the Mezir, not B'Shogig. Rav Shesh is someone no, Ein Korban Erech Nechoich, no. Since he did a Shiva L'Hashem Avodah Zorah, even though it's B'Shogig, still he's not fit to be a Kohen. He can't do the Avodah in the base of Midish. Therefore, Ein Korban Erech Nechoich. Some of Rav Shesh says, Minoah, Minoah, how do I know this? Even B'Shogig. It's Kaboni is not kosher. You see, the Pasuk says, "For hoyul beis Yisrael lemichshol oven." Says that these kahanim that worship the Avodah Zorah, so now they're a michshol oven. My love doesn't mean to say, "Oy michshol, oy oven." Either with either one that the kahanim did, they're not fit to be oved in the Beis Hamikdash. So michshol shaygeg, for yoven mezit. So Pasuk means to say, even though the kohen only worship the Avodah Zorah, b'shaygeg. Still, he's not fit anymore to be Ovid Hashem anymore. That's what Sheshis is right, even B'Shogig, he's possible. For Rav Nachman, Michshal the Yovan, the Pasuk means one thing. Michshal does not mean Shogig here. Michshal just means a trap. The trap was that they worshipped the Avodah Zorah, Pemezit. So on that, they're not fit to be a Kain. But if they only were Ovid B'Shogig, could be they're still fit to do the Avodah. Omer Rav Nachman. Minoah, so Nachman says, where do I have my proof to say that B'Shogeg, Taka, they're still kosher? Yeah, what does Nachman swear, right? Nachman is the one that said, you come on the corner. How does Minoah, Minoah? The Tani we learned. The Pasuk says, V'chiper ha-koyin al ha-nefesh ha-shageges, b'chato. So the koyin came in a chapa and a chet was done B'Shogeg. So Bishkogo, what does the Pasuk mean to say Bishkogo? Bechato Bishkogo. Lama comes to teach us, She'koyin mischapra de atzmai. That a koyin could bring his own korban to a mechapra on the chet that he did. As she says, Bechato Bishkogo, mashma filo nefesh koyin. Bechato Bishkogo, yokul ha'akav korbono like rivoy, al atzmai. Even if a koyin did his own avera b'shoyti, he could bring a korban. As she says, of Yipashosom, the Avos Kachovim, we're talking about Avos Kachovim over here. Because it's still the Pasuk of the Chisisku, the Leisasu. So Avos Kachovim, Shas Kula Knecha Kolotera Kula. So kids, the Pasuk is talking about a Kain, he could bring his own Korban if he did the Chet of Avodah Zorah. So, the Mor says, B'mai, what did he do with the Chet? Ilema B'shchita, that the Kain Shecht L'Shem Avodah Zorah, if so then, Ma'i Rishoyka Gafilu Mezer Namni. Why only if it did a shogeg, even if it did a chet b'mezid also? We said that shchit is not called the shirus, he's still fit to be kosher. Yeah. Rashi says, B'mai his polach, avos kechavim, yitzchor krol le'achshur le'ever b'mikdash. Like what is the Pasuk talking about teaching us a chiddush here, that he could do the avod in the base of Mikdash? Samar says, if you have a shchit or a pshita, El alav dizrika chos mashma that this kohen made dizrika l'shem avodah zarah, but since he only did a b'shogeg, he could bring his own korban. So you see, the kohen is still fit to bring a korban even though he did the chet b'shogeg. It's right to Rav Nachman. For Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes says no. Rav Sheshes amaloch liyolam could be b'shchita uvemezid that the chiddush here is the kohen did a shchit l'shem avodah zarah and did b'mezid. And the reason why it's smuta, because he did not do a sheiros to the avodah zarah. A shchit is not called a sheiros. Mashaken in the case where he did a sheiros, where he was over the avodah zarah with a sheiros, could be that he's not fit to bring a korban. Yeah, that's what a sheiros learns. Smur says now. I feel amazing. I'm allowed this. Shchita midia. Rav Yosla Tamar. They both go according to the Talmud of Nachman and Sheshes. The Itma we learned. Hezid b'shchita. What's going to be if a kohen made a shchita l'shem avodah zarah? The mezid. Rav Nachman Omar Karbon Erech Nechayich. If he brings a korban right now, it's a good korban. It's not called a shiras. Rav Sheshes Omar Ein Karbon Erech Nechayich. Rav Sheshes says no. His korban is not called a good korban. What's the machlekes? Rav Nachman Omer Karbon Erech Nechoyach Lo Yovet Shiras. The Kohen only did a Shchita. Shchita is not called a Shiras. Therefore, he's still fit to be a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Sheshes Omer No ain't carbon a rich. If he brings a carbon now, that carbon is not kosher. Why?